We would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Christian Fitzgerald's goal at 10:07 has Wisconsin on top of Penn State 2-1. Faceoff at neutral ice, won by the Badgers. Bantle poked it ahead for himself, then whacked off his stick. Horbach across the line offside. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Brian Posick and Ian Perrin here tonight. Paul Brown was sitting next to Ian a little while ago after calling the game last night with Bill Howard. Both did a fantastic job.
Had to go home and take a nap.
Yeah. I will not call Bill Billy ever again. Here's a shot by Fink and a beautiful glove saved by Grandma. Reaching out to his left, doing the splits and snagging that bid by Fink. And then afterwards, Horbach in the middle of things with DeMarcico, who is their old agitator, if you will. Matt DeMarcico from Wexford, Pennsylvania, former Green Bay Gambler, wearing number 14. He's a pest, as Horbach is. Nice save by Grandma, too. Boy, is he flexible.
Yeah, he was out at the top of the crease. Made a reaction save, actually, because he was coming to his left and ended up reaching back to his right. Good play. We should revamp on the goal. They give that assist to Vorlicki, and I saw the replay, and he was the one that used the sand wedge to go over top of the Penn State defenseman and ended up landing right on Whitelaw's stick.
So the captain gets his fourth assist of the season and second of the weekend. Lucius Cilia, D. St. Foul out for Mike Hastings' squad. A 2-1 Wisconsin lead and 8-10 to go in the second. Puck bouncing around the Penn State zone near the benches. Came free. D. St. Foul. Toe pulled. Didn't get much on. Had a little lob shot that went towards Sulieri. Made the stop. And now a little skirmish afterwards.
Yeah, I think everything here in a highly contested game where it's 2-1, I think everything where there might be a loose puck and there's mutual combatants, it's going to get a little ragged, I guess, is the best way. Everybody's trying to protect their goaltender. Everybody's trying to get the loose rebound on the offensive team. So, yeah, it's Saturday night. Kids are tired from last night's game.
Yep.
Tempers will flare tonight.
And it's the last game of the first half. These young men on both sides have been going at it since the summer with off-ice conditioning and training and going through other things. Plus, then school starting up in September, and the schedule for hockey players continues like any student athlete. There's a lot that you commit to and very little time to do things that you might want to do otherwise. Here's Whitelaw with a puck, and he put it too far in front of himself, chipped away, and then picked up by Dexheimer, and he tried to clear it up and out, and it was headed towards Wisconsin equipment manager Nate LaPointe, who got his right arm up there quickly, but thankfully it didn't end up on Nate. Everybody's okay. It was right by the Badger bench. They'll drop the puck at center ice.
That's all that playing third base on the north side Little League team for Nate LaPointe.
Yeah. His daughter Hazel leading the cheers here at the Kohl Center like she always does, along with the Heyman. Always good to see Jeff Barrett's in the crowd. 2-1 Wisconsin lead. Fitzgerald's goal at 10:07 has Bucky on top. Puck slides down to the Wisconsin zone. Vorlicki fends off Cervano, goes D to D to Cleveland. Up the right wing, Dick delays on his feed to Stramel. Finley able to stay onside, but then eventually it was Polisic who took the puck away. Dangerous stick handling move by the defenseman. Crespo right in front of his net. He turns it over. Finley's shot. Where is it? It's loose. Never got to the net. Immediately, Soulier was looking down to the ice, but it went off one of his teammates, and now out to neutral ice it comes. broken stick in front of the Penn State cage. Cage and swept away from there by Soulière. Looks like Wisconsin just iced the puck. And it did. Wherever you may be, listen to every Wisconsin men's hockey game on the free Varsity Network app, available at the App Store.
Interesting. You mentioned Haley.
Hazel LaPointe.
Oh, she's like
cute as a button.
Yeah, cute as a button and has rhythm.
And
one of our mutual friends between Nate and I said, whose child is she? She got rhythm and she's cute. Nate, what's going on?
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, they love to razz him. But you're right. She's on the cuteness scale. She's tipping it.
Oh, yeah. Lindmark beat Laubach in the faceoff circle with Horbach out there. Lindmark, Horbach, Laubach. And a steal at center. It's Laubach. Drop pass to Mack. And he shoots one. Glove side on Grandma, and it's skipped wide. Oh, look out. Dangerous look out. Play in the far corner. A collision.
Mike
Warlicki. And one of the Penn State players, that's Aiden Fink, who it looked like his skate may have caught an edge, and he went awkwardly towards the corner boards head first. Warlicki slowed, and it could have been a very serious situation, but Mike slowed down. Nevertheless, he got two hands on his stick and a little cross check there. The Badgers captain will sit down. Penn State with a power play and a chance to pull even.
Yeah, not a great time to take it. It's getting a little ragged. Tempers are getting a little bit escalated. And Mike Borlicki, who leads with his stick 99% of the time, but Aiden Fink was kind of hunched over and his head was up against the board. So luckily, that's all that happened was a cross-checking call that went downstairs.
13:30, the time of the penalty. Badgers win the faceoff. Good job by David Cilia, and Wisconsin clears. Nittany Lions, 23% overall this season, but only 14% less than that now in Big Ten play. 4 of 29 coming in, now 4 of 31. Badgers have done a very nice job against the Lions power play. Penn State 0 for 4 last night, had only 2 shots on goal in 4 minutes and 18 seconds. And so far 0 for 2 so far tonight, but the Badgers steal the puck. And here comes Cilia up by the benches. 2-on-2, right wing pass, D. St. Foul. Onside, Topol shot through the legs of the defender. That was Zhaniev, and it goes over the top of Soulière, and now Penn State out of its own end. 1:15 left in the Badgers' penalty. Pass to the center point, Dowd poked into the far side. That's where Ryan Kerwin takes it, skates to the goal line. Lindmark's out there with Horbach, Palatichuk, and Dexheimer. Pass cross side to the right wing, broken up by the Badgers, and it came free to Dexheimer, and he'll clear. Wisconsin's penalty kill, only 2 goals allowed and 27 chances against in Big Ten play. Soulière almost gave the puck away behind the net to Horbach. Now Lindmark follows up on the forecheck shorthanded. Out to center ice, Kerr pressures DeMarcico, and again Wisconsin forced a turnover and dumped it down in.
Philosophy works. First man take the body, separate him from the puck. Second man for Wisconsin, shoot it down the ice.
Boucault gains the line. Penn State sets up, walking the line. The defenseman shoots one through traffic. Boucault may have gotten his stick on it. Bounced towards Grandma, who made the save. Long-range shot, another deflection by Boucault. It caroms to the near corner, nowhere near the net. Lodge then gets it. Now Horbach, unaware that he had a man behind him, Laubach. Laubach stripped him of possession. Now Lodge with it. Oh, good pass to Care in tight space, who found Wisconsin Cilia far side. He pitched it through center, and the Badgers get the job done. 3 for 3 on the PK. Wisconsin 2, Penn State 1. Both teams at full strength. 4:25 left here in the second.
Not really any legitimate scoring opportunities on the setup of the play by Penn State.
Badgers take the puck at their own line and dump it in. Fitzgerald, D. St. Foul, and Stramel right now. Now Penn State takes it. It's Cervano cut off in the far corner. Stramel helping out Cleveland. Charlie couldn't locate the puck. Cleveland knocks down Cervano to his knees. Brady trying to jam it free. They're tied up. Puck comes free, and a quick snapshot in front of the net by Paquette, stopped by Grandma. That went in the air, and now a penalty? No. Cleveland going at it with Cervano. Cervano wiped out. He wanted a penalty called. Nothing. Here's Scholes. Other way. DeSaint Foul. Peel back right wing. DeSaint Foul tried to bump it deep. Unsuccessfully. Tyson Dick after it.
Ouch.
Diving for it was Carson Dick, wiping out Tyson Dick. And now Penn State has iced the puck. The referees have let it go here tonight. Barry Pockmara and Nicholas Betts. Three penalties in this period, one in the first period, but there have been a lot of things that they could have called that they have not called, and it looked like one Dick tackled the other in the Penn State zone, which could have resulted in a Wisconsin power play.
Yeah, but it wasn't, you know, you're just one of those things where he's sliding to go and get the puck,
yeah.
And the Badgers Tyson Dick ends up tripping over top of him. Is it a legitimate penalty? Probably.
Yeah. Well, now they're going to look at video replay for potential head contact. But I didn't hear if Wisconsin was challenging or Penn State was challenging. We'll try to find out. We'll take a one-minute break with Wisconsin leading 2-1. Period. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Menards has everything you need to power through the cold. Check out our great selection of Masterforce outdoor power equipment. The Masterforce 20-volt cordless snow shovel is powerful, efficient, and easy to use. Get yours now for $179.99. Clearing up snow has never been easier with the Masterforce 80-volt cordless snow blower. Its brushless motor is perfect for tackling the toughest winter conditions. An 80-volt cordless snow blower is available for $589.99. Good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
RBC Wealth Management wishes the Wisconsin men's hockey team a great season. RBC Wealth Management, the presenting sponsor of this 75th season. Chris Tansel, MVP of the 1990 NCAA tournament. Badgers National Championship. Chris Tansel will join us coming up here during the second intermission. The referees, Barry Pockmara and Nicholas Betts, still looking at video replay. And it was Penn State that challenged potential head contact. And we have yet to see video replay of what exactly they are looking at.
Yeah, that's the part that confuses me more so than anything. I'm wondering if it was way back in the zone where...
Oh,
they're talking about Reggie Cleveland again.
Yep, Brady Cleveland. The puck had popped into the air in front of the Badgers' net and then went to the left of William Graham, the goaltender. Cervano was bent over at the waist trying to reach for the puck, and Brady Cleveland, who stands at 6'5", hit him with his left arm, elbow area, in the head of Cervano, who stands 5'9", and here's the call. Five-minute major on Brady Cleveland for head contact. So Penn State will get a power play with 3:24 to go in the second, trailing Wisconsin 2-1. Cleveland got kicked out last night, a 10-minute misconduct. He better be careful here. He's going to get another 10 minutes. He is barking at the referee, Nicholas Betts.
Well, it's interesting to me is that there wasn't even an initial penalty called on the play. And then all of a sudden, the coaches are overriding and saying, hey, why isn't that a five-minute major? So if they didn't even think it was justifiable as a penalty to get a two-minute minor, now all of a sudden, the coaches are giving them the discretion or telling them they need the discretion to call a five-minute major.
Mike Hastings just got an explanation. It seems satisfied by what Barry Pockmara said, but now Pockmara is going to the scorer's table, and I'm not sure why. 3:50 to go in the period, it says. The penalty to Cleveland, actually, I looked at the clock at 16:36. So I'm guessing they're returning back the clock to the time that the penalty occurred, the penalty that the referees did not see or did not call. Right?
Oh, this game is too technologically advanced for me.
Now they drop it to 3:24, which was the time the clock stopped.
Correct.
After play had stopped. So a faceoff to the right of William Graham. Badgers lead 2-1, but they're shorthanded for the next 5 minutes. Puck goes to the corner. Penn State able to get it. Janiev down to the left wing wall, but not strongly enough. Taken by Daniel Lotch, and he fires it all the way down. Soulier out of his net. Faked like he was going to pass it left, went back to the corner, and here comes Penn State. Jimmy Dowd Jr. from Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey. Sounds pleasant. Across the line, he hands off the puck to Sarlo. Janiev, though, can't catch it on the near side wall, and the Badgers pick it up and dump it down on Soulier. So far, so good on this five-minute major to Brady Cleveland.
Would be good irony to score a shorthander.
Yep, Badgers have a pair. Penn State's given up three in the first half of this season. Good work on the near wall by Kerr, taking the puck from Janiev. DeSaint Thal picks it up, gets to the red line, then the blue, and spins away from pressure and dumps it into the corner. Penn State with it again. Badgers have already killed off 1 minute of the five-minute major. Cilia with DeSaint Thal, Palatichuk and Kerr out there on the PK. Penn State, rink-wide pass. Janiev walks down the wall left wing, steps to the dot, shoots one, got through, and an easy save made by Grandma. Boucault, left wing, down to the goal line, throws it to the point. With it is Palasek, far side, a blast by Kerwin. Good save by Grandma, who got his right pad down, and the Badgers clear back to the Penn State zone with under 2 minutes to go in the period and 3.5 minutes left on the major penalty.
You can guarantee yourself that the coaching staff from Wisconsin is saying, anytime you get the puck, make them drag you down.
Palasek tried to stick handle through a couple of Badgers and lost the handle. And Horbach clears. Lindmark now on the forecheck. Soulier left it behind the net. It's a battle for the loose puck and eventually taken by Boucault. Big Jacques Boucault, 6'2", 190 from South Windsor, Connecticut. Lugris and Lotch go to the corner. Neither wanted to make contact with the other. Penn State's got the puck. Palasek. Left wing now, DeMarcico looks to the goal line. He goes, and Lugris back to DeMarcico. Under 3 minutes to go on the Penn State power play. Long-range shot off the stick of Horbach. Hits the glass behind the net. Swooping in to pick it up, Aiden Fink. Fink skates to the left corner. Tried to feed DeMarcico. Had his pocket picked by Vorlicki. He clears. 1 minute to go on the period. 2:39 left in the penalty. Badgers doing an excellent job on the penalty kill.
Keeping everything perimeter, and when there is a loose puck, they're not trying to play Wayne Gretzky or Sid the Kid Crosby and going coast to coast. Get it down, make them regroup.
Penn State dumps it in. 45 seconds until the second intermission. Quinn Finley getting some time on the PK. Out to the point now, it's Grattan. Far side stepping in. A snapshot save made by Grandma. It's loose to his right. Reaching for it, Lugris. He couldn't. Badgers pulled it free, and Finley sends it down.
Good play. Good play. Good play by Grandma. Even though the puck was out in front, you'll notice that the Badger defenseman had both Penn State forwards all locked up.
Here comes Grattan now. Penn State trying to stay onside. Were they onside? No. Lawback stepped across as the defenseman cut right at the blue line, offside on Penn State. 18 and a half seconds left in the second period. Excellent work by the Badgers. Penalty kill. And Grandma with a stop left the rebound in the blue paint. But like you mentioned, Ian, good work by the defenseman, in particular Anthony Kerr, able to cancel out a couple of Nittany Lions from reaching that biscuit. Badgers win the faceoff and dump it all the way down. That time, David Cilia gets the job done in the faceoff circle. 6 seconds left in the period. 3 seconds now. Puck came free. Lotch has the puck. Couldn't clear. Fumbled it. Boucault knocked down as he tries to shoot. The horn sounds, and the Badgers only have 1:36 left to kill off on the five-minute major to Brady Cleveland. Lone goal in the second to Wisconsin's Christian Fitzgerald at 10:07 from William Whitelaw and Mike Vorlicki. And after two, it's Wisconsin 2, Penn State 1. Badger hockey brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans are looking for holiday fun for the whole family? Get your tickets and join Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center in December. For more information on Badger men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Forget the kitchen chaos and embrace a stress-free celebration. Let Quality Foods of Wisconsin Rapids do the cooking with their complete Christmas ham or prime rib dinners. All you have to do is heat and serve, leaving you more time for making memories and enjoying the holiday spirit. Make this Christmas special with a gift of time and delicious memories. Let Quality Foods do the cooking so you can savor the season. Order your hassle-free holiday meal today from Quality Foods locations in Wisconsin Rapids. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Shots on goal in the second period, 12-7 in favor of Penn State. William Graham stopped all 12 he faced. He has 15 saves through two periods. Liam Soulier stopped six of the Badgers' seven bids. He has 12 saves so far. Ian, Penn State getting 12 shots on goal because they had three power plays in the second period and lasting about 5 minutes so far.
And they've got another minute and a half in order to play on that five-minute major, which... Don't get me started. I just cannot believe that a coach can call over a non-penalty call and make it a five-minute major by reviewing it. Just drives me nuts. What do we pay the referees for?
Chris, do you have an opinion on that? Chris Tansel is here, former Badger national champion, NCAA tournament MVP in 1990. And, yeah, it's a little different now as far as video replay, isn't it, in college hockey? I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad.
Well, we certainly didn't have a whole lot of that back in the day. It was a VHS tape that you had to fast forward and rewind. But ultimately, no, it's a completely different game. And I think for the most part, it's better. But as Ian said, I'm not quite sure about this last play there. For sure.
Yeah. Better in what way?
Well, I just think that, you know, ultimately you're getting calls right. But you know, something like that where you can go back and you're looking in the NHL or I guess even at this level, when they're trying to identify offsides, if it actually impacts the game. But, you know, they're doing it in the NFL. They're doing it at, you know, certainly in Major League Baseball. And I think at some point it's the world we live in.
Well, you know, I will have to honestly say you had mentioned VHS. That was the only time in my 5 years with Jack Swanson that I ever stepped on him. When you scored the goal against Boston College, he did not know that it had gone behind the goaltender. And I said, scores! And Jack goes, well, I guess he scored. So they didn't have video replay at the Joe Louis at those days that we could take back and look at it. But that was the only time that I realized that, boy, it would have been nice to have video replay so we could have corrected that.
Sure, sure. Tanker, you know, we're about the same age. Hard to believe it's been that long, hasn't it, since 1990?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, now, you know, again, you're talking about today's game versus back then, but yeah, you know, we're fortunate because the team that we had back in 1990, it actually started from our dear friend Rob Andringer when he got sick. We have a group text that still goes on. And heck, back then we didn't even have cell phones. So now we have a group text that, whether it's we're wishing everybody happy birthday or checking in, and we're pretty, it was a special group and fun to be a part of.
Yeah, the Badgers have 6 national championships. Each players from each team say their team was the best. We were at a function on Wednesday night, and Adam Burris is saying 05-06 was the best team. And I looked out in the crowd, and I see you smirking. I see Barry Richter smirking. You know, Theron Welsh smirking, right? I mean, you could argue for all of them, couldn't you?
Well, the only reason that it was announced that it was 05-06 is because Burrish had the microphone in his hand. But, no, and the funny thing about that crew is we actually get along very well with that. It was a 16-year period of time from 1990 to 06, and Burrish and Elliot and all those fellas compared to our group is we're actually a pretty close-knit group when we see them. But by and large, you just look at Badger hockey, and I think that we're certainly all excited the way that the team has responded under Mike and the turnaround that they've had, because you never know what you've got. But, you know, you talk about another scenario that they have to deal with now is the transfer portal, the NIL, all these things that you're not only having to recruit high school kids, you're having to recruit your own players so that they're not leaving. And we didn't have that back then. So some of it, again, I think it's okay that the kids get paid, but you're not a head hockey coach anymore. You're a general manager.
Chris Tansel with us here. Second intermission. The Badgers lead Penn State 2-1. We need to take a break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Culver's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
The football season is a non-stop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
We'll be right back. This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Big Ten frontrunner Michigan State beat Notre Dame tonight. Minnesota and Ohio State tied at one after two. And here in Madison, Wisconsin leads Penn State 2-1. Third period's coming up in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer. Miller Lite. At least they're not Bud Light. At 10:30 in the morning, DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with snow likely. Lows around 25. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. High of 32 tomorrow. About an inch of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
And the Badgers shorthanded to start the third period for a minute 36 because of a five-minute major to Brady Cleveland. And so far, the Badgers have killed off about 20 seconds. Penn State with a puck. Here comes Christian Sarlo, left wing. Hands off to the far side, and they'll stop and be patient. Danny Geniev pressured by Cilia. Geniev to the goal line. Planting in front is Lugris. Geniev, though, forced to the right corner, and Ryan Kerwin, former Green Bay Gambler, steps in. His shot off the stick of Palatichuk, and it sails out of play. Former Badger Chris Tansel with us doing some color commentary with Ian Perrin indisposed for the time being. All right, Chris, have you ever done color commentary on the radio before?
Not that I remember, but probably in my family room quite a bit.
Did you hear Paul Brown and Bill Howard at all last night?
I didn't get a chance to, know. Family Chris. Christmas party, but I did hear about it, and certainly a classic combo from years ago.
Oh, my gosh. So much fun. Face off to the left of William Grama. 50 seconds left in the major penalty. Grama able to kick out the face off and a whistle-stopping play because the linesman has wiped out and is slow to get up, seated on the ice. That's Dan Cohen. He was the man that dropped the puck in the faceoff circle, and I'm not sure who collided with him. I'm not sure if you saw either, Chris, but, boy, he went down hard.
Yeah, he sure did, and he's still down. I don't know if it's a lower body or a head, but he's certainly pretty woozy.
Yeah. Again, Chris Tansel with us, 1990 national champion. Nice ovation from the fans here. That is a thankless job. You get all kinds of grief from coaches, players, fans. And then when you go down, fans cheer that you fell down and that you got hurt. But then you stand up and they applaud for you. So it is a thankless job.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully the Badgers kill the rest of this off. This could be a nice momentum boost for him with a five-minute major.
Yeah. You had mentioned before we went to the last break, too, how fun it is to watch this club. 13-4, 7-2 in the Big Ten. Mike Hastings knows how to coach, doesn't he?
He really does, and I think it starts from the back end out. We're getting good goaltending, and ultimately I think their penalty kill up over 90%, which is phenomenal. So if you can stop the puck and pot a few in, and he's brought that level of intensity certainly up higher than it had been previously.
Badgers won the center ice faceoff and cleared. Now they battle for more. Anthony Kerr throwing his body around. And again, the Badgers clear down. Only 20 seconds left in the major penalty. Here comes Aiden Fink. One-time UW commit right up the middle. Can't split two Badgers. Puck came free to Borlicki. He sends it down. And it looks like Wisconsin's going to kill off that five-minute major and remain perfect on the penalty kill this weekend. A 6-3 win over the Nittany Lions last night, leading 2-1 tonight. And the Badgers will get the job done on the PK. Wisconsin back at full strength. And DeSaint foul with a puck. Up the middle comes Cilia. Across the line. Fans off to his right. Can't get around the defenseman. A shot goes off his stick to the corner. Palasek slowed by DeSaint foul. Puck in the left wing wall. Lucius trying to knife it free. Palasek has it. Nice breakout pass to the stick of Cervano. And he'll set it down in to the right of Graham. And the Badgers have the puck as Penn State just got a full line change. Lucius will spin it around to the far corner. Tassie pinches down. Got it behind the net. Now Scholes comes flying in. The freshman defenseman in the attacking zone. But eventually Penn State goes opposite. And out to center it comes. And Kerwin defended by Dexheimer. Tough angled shot kicked out by Grandma. Big rebound in the high slot. Lucius had it on his stick. Taken away from him. Centering pass in front of the net. Broken up by both Lucius and Fitzgerald. And eventually out to center. Then Fitzgerald interfered with by Xander Lampa. No penalty called. And Penn State back in its own zone. 2-1 Badgers about 2.5 minutes into period number three.
I always like those jump ball things.
Right?
Yeah, jump ball. Here, it's jump ball. Everybody up in the air. Whoever comes down with it wins.
Whitelaw to Fitzgerald across the line. And a shot by Fitzgerald. Stopped by Soulier. RBC Wealth Management wishes the Wisconsin men's hockey team a great season. RBC Wealth Management, the presenting sponsor of this 75th season. This program means a lot to RBC Wealth Management, doesn't it, Chris?
Yeah, it sure does. We have... It's a firm I work for, and we've got a number of former Badgers and some former Minnesota Gophers.
Really?
So when they saw the RBC Wealth Management moniker on the ice, I don't know if I can send a picture of that out to my colleagues up in Minneapolis, but ultimately Badger hockey and just hockey in general with RBC being Royal Bank of Canada is a big deal, and they see our emblem on, I think, the Montreal Canadiens jersey and things of that sort. So it's good to support the program, and certainly it's been a good year to be one of the game day sponsors.
Yeah, and you provide a lot of great services for your customers too. Carson Bantle behind the Penn State net. Came free to Lindmark. Owen Lindmark skates it to the right wing on his backhand straight away. Now hits the brakes, turns and shoots one low. It's loose. It went off the body or stick of Bantle. And then Vorlicki couldn't pick up the loose change. Cleveland will force it back deep. 2-1 Wisconsin. Early third period here in Madison. Final game of the first semester. Wisconsin trying to get to 4-4 and 8-2 in the Big Ten. Penn State turned it over at neutral ice. And the Badgers sent it back in and get a full change. Stramel's out there with Finley and Tyson Dick up to center off the stick of Lawback, and that's icing on Penn State.
So what do you think of the Kohl Center, buddy?
Well, there's, you know what? They're serving beer here now. So
yeah, I was just thinking about, and I forgot all about this. What do you think of this facility versus the Sioux City Musketeers facility of junior hockey?
Mm. Well, I tell you what, if memory serves, this is a little nicer.
Yeah, a little bit so.
Oh, my God. It was like playing in a shoebox tank. I'm sorry, but that's exactly the way it was when I watched.
Penn State won the faceoff and just iced the puck again. You know, you didn't play here, Chris. You played at the Dane County Coliseum, but can you compare and contrast what that was like to what you are able to witness here?
Well, it's funny. I still have a lot of fans. You know, if I bump into them, you know, they know that I played back in the day. A lot of people still are pretty loyal to the Dane County Coliseum, but certainly you can't mistake, bumping into linesman again.
Yeah, they were going to drop the puck in the Penn State zone, and Stramel got an early jump, and then the defenseman, Berger, pushed him into the back of the linesman. The other linesman, Dan Cohen's okay. Continue with your thought there, because I hear it all the time, too. I mean, they'd love to see the Badgers back at the Coliseum, just like they want Paul Brown and Bill Howard back on the radio.
Oh, I think you got that job wrapped up.
Oh, oh. Redirect! Polonichuk! Strable! Redirection pass Soulier. What a fantastic play! Hand-eye coordination from Charlie Strable, 3-1.
A little bit of a surprise that he's left wide open out in front of the net. And Polonichuk, when he takes the shot, you know, probably if I was to do it instantaneously, I would have said, you know, keep it down, keep it low. But Stramel's, there's nobody within 20 feet of him out in front of the net. And he just picks it out of the air, just kind of fungos it as he goes through with it. But, yeah, beautiful tip. Change of direction, goaltender's helpless.
How does a 6'3", 215-pound kid go unnoticed in front of the Penn State net? Besides Soulier, nobody touched him. Charlie Stramel's second goal of the season. He had three assists last night with three shots on goal and plus three. Stramel gets this one at the four-minute mark. Polonichuk, the primary assist, and Wisconsin now leads 3-1. DeSaint Fowl leans into the onrushing defenseman, Pulisic, taken away by Lucius. One-on-two, snapshot into the chest of Soulier. Rebound gathered in by Penn State. They fling it to the near wall. Pulisic delays just a bit, now takes it out of his own zone. Gathered in by Boucault. Nice stick handling move, high slot, shooting one, easy glove save made by William Grama. Polonichuk and Dexheimer assisting on Stramel's goal at the four-minute mark.
It all works when you get the puck towards the net. Can't score from the corner, but you get it out to the top, and all of a sudden you take a quick wrist shot, and I think Polonichuk recognized that he was all alone in front and that somebody had screwed up on their defensive assignment for Penn State. So you just get it on the net and let Charlie Stramel do what he can.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, when the Badgers are playing well, this place is hopping. And just the tradition, Chris, of Wisconsin hockey and the fan engagement, too. I mean, you heard all sorts of chants in your days, and they still are here every single game.
Yeah, you know what, I think the biggest thing, too, and I remember even talking to Mike Eaves about this way back when we were trying to ramp back up the enthusiasm around the program, specifically from a recruitment standpoint. And I said to Mike then, and I still believe now, and I said it to Mike Hastings, no disrespect to Wisconsin football or basketball, but if you're looking at the gold standard of Alabama football, Duke basketball, it should be Wisconsin hockey. If they come knocking, you should be begging to get here to play hockey for this program.
You came all the way from Livonia, Michigan to play for this program.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look, yeah, maize and blue now. Green and white, no way. No. Western Michigan, no thanks.
No.
Right? Oh, here's nice a play. Shot by Fink on a great pass to the slot. He had a lot of mustard on that one, but too high. May have gone off a stick. Tassie now. Sauce pass in front. Good back check by Fink. Canceling out that play to William Whitelaw. Penn State the other way, and then they turn it over.
I'm not sure that Grammy didn't stop that with his melon. May have gone off his head.
Could have. Here's Warlicki with a steal. And now struggling with the puck, defended by DeMarcico. Puck back behind the net. Whitelaw's got it. Whitelaw tumbles down. So does Wisconsin's Lindmark. He looks back for a referee to have his right arm up and nothing there. And Penn State now with the puck.
About 5 minutes from now, we'll be reviewing that for possible contact to the head.
Bouncing puck towards the Badgers' cage. Finally settled down by Vorlicki. Chopped out to center by Jack Horbach. And now steal at center by Bantel. And then he lost possession of the puck. 4 minutes gone by here in the third. 3-1 Wisconsin. Bantel, as he skated in front of the Penn State net, poked the stick of Soulier out of his hands. Soulier, unhappy, has to skate all the way to the near corner to get it. The Badgers all the way back in their own zone, though. 3-1 the score.
Of all the guys on the Badgers, that would be the only guy that I would give credit for being accidental.
And now a penalty on Penn State as Bantel falls down in front of the Nittany Lions bench. The biggest guy on the ice tumbled over the stick of Carson Dick, and Wisconsin will get a Kunis power play.
Pretty hard to miss that one.
Yeah. Chris, thanks a lot for coming up here. And, you know, thanks to RBC Wealth Management as well. It's very much appreciated by the University of Wisconsin men's hockey program.
Absolutely. Well,
and I still have my checking account there, too, by the way.
Thanks for having me. It's been fun to watch this team pick it up this year. And certainly heading in the right direction.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Chris Tansel, 1990 national champion and the MVP of the NCAA tournament that year as Wisconsin won its fifth of six NCAA titles. The penalty to Carson Dick for hooking at 6:27, so the Badgers get their second Kunis power play of the night, and on goal, Soulier makes the stop and a faceoff to come. A 3-1 Wisconsin lead. Again, Stramel from Palatichuk and Dexheimer at the four-minute mark. Fitzgerald in the second period, the go-ahead goal at 10:07, that from Whitelaw and Vorlicki. So the Badgers trying to add to their 3-1 lead. 1-for-6 on the power play this weekend. And Cilia loses the faceoff to Tyler Paquette and then gets a cross-check in the lower back for good measure. And Penn State clears it all the way down. Dexheimer goes to get it, and here he comes. Up to center, looks back, drops for DeSaint Fowl. Center ice, Cilia back to DeSaint Fowl. Cilia hard to the net, DeSaint Fowl out to the point in Dexheimer. Patient with a puck, swings it far side, it's Lucius. Fumbled it, lost it, backside left. Oh, a rocket by DeSaint Fowl hit the crossbar. Now Cilia again to DeSaint Fowl, but that pass too far in front of him to shoot Dexheimer at the blue line. Cross ice, MDSP to Lucius. He hits the crossbar with a wrist or right side. Back-to-back pipe shots. Dexheimer, Lucius again. You're feeling it here, folks. Dexheimer to the left wing. DeSaint Fowl has to track it down. Bad pass taken away by Lampa. Two on two. Lampa right wing. And a pass in front. And it goes off a skater two to Krama. He kept it out. Ricocheted far side. Badgers come ahead with it as Dexheimer was just interfered with. Three on two. Three penalty killers. Dead tired for Penn State. They remain on the ice. Cilia gains the zone. Pitched it out to the point. Tassie couldn't handle it, nor could Palatichuk. Went through the wickets of the Badgers defenseman. Now Penn State will get a change.
So will the Badgers, because there's some tired power play boys out there, too. With only 37 seconds left, they've been out there for a minute and a half.
Wisconsin with a 3-1 lead. A win tonight, and the Badgers would go into the Christmas break 1 point behind first-place Michigan State in the Big Ten. The Spartans will come to Madison in early March to wrap up the regular season. Steal by the Badgers, forcing it deep into the left corner of the Penn State zone to our left. And then Lindmark had it carom off his stick right to the stick of Aiden Fink from behind. Fitzgerald poked it away from him, and the Badgers now with it, and the power play will expire in 5 seconds. So Wisconsin 0-for-2 on the power play tonight. It's a 3-1 Wisconsin lead, though, with 11 and a half minutes remaining here in Madison.
Would have been pretty to put the nail in the coffin, so to speak, on this power play.
Oh, beautiful stick handling move through traffic and whistles one that goes off the blocker of Soulier. How did he work through all those guys? And then get a quality shot off. Whitelaw, pass to the point, deflected. Paquette, puck behind him. He'll chase it down right wing into the Wisconsin zone. Centering pass, good breakup by Whitelaw. Pass intended for Zervanio. Lifted out to center by Kerr. Dick slowed a little bit. Can't reach the puck. 11 minutes left, and the Badgers up 3-1. Goal in each period. Kerr in the first, Fitzgerald in the second. Stramel here in the third, and a long-range shot by the defenseman goes up and out of play with 10:51 to go in period number three. Badger hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Boy, what? Chris Tansel was a pretty good hockey player. Top 15 all-time in goals scored, points. Second most power play goals in school history behind some guy named Mark Johnson. Oh, no, bigger part, game-winning goals. Tank had 16 game-winning goals in his career. Only Mark Johnson had more.
None bigger than the 2-1 victory against Boston College in the 90 championship. Holy cow.
Here's Horbach and Lindmark out on the ice with Bantle. Even strength both sides, 5-on-5. 6-on-6 if you count the goaltender.
I have apologized for years to Jack Swanson for stepping on him during that goal, but
hey,
Jack couldn't see it. I could, so I made the call.
Yeah, if I can't see it and you see it before me, I'm fine with that. 10:18 left. Here's Boucault. His pass intended for Geniev, well too far for him, and Penn State has iced the puck. Nittany Lions, 2-4-3 in the league. They have been up and down. They haven't been swept all season long, but they're on the verge of getting swept here tonight. It's a club that's offensively, that's the strength, but if you can shut them down, you got a great chance to win. And the Badgers have done a very good job, for the most part, of shutting Penn State down. Did so last night, only 28 shots on goal, only 19 shots on goal tonight for the Nittany Lions. And they've only had three here in 10 minutes of the third period.
Yeah, that's the situation that I...
Oh, set up by Celia DeLucius. He hit the near post and out of play it flies.
That's like the third crossbar in the last three shifts or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, my.
It's interesting because when I used to go to varsity practice, guys like Tank, Dave Herbst, those guys, we used to play crossbar.
Sure.
Stand at the top of the circles and try and hit the crossbar. Tank had a rocket, so he would win on a regular basis. And we would tease like Steve Rolick and Joe Harwell. Just try and keep it in the rink.
Right. Badgers win the faceoff. Lucius forced to the wall right side. Got the puck to Dexheimer, who sweeps it around. But Palatichuk holds his post at the left point defensively. And the puck out at center. Celia knocked it down, and now it's Ben Dexheimer back in the Badgers' end. Halfway through the third here at the Kohl Center. 3-1, Wisconsin leads Penn State. Second-ranked Boston College beat Providence tonight. Top-ranked North Dakota lost last night at Colorado College. We'll have a new number one likely in the USJO rankings when they come out on Monday.
BC's got a pretty good record. And they've beaten big-time teams, too.
Yeah. Badgers, good play and slowing Laubach's progress. Wisconsin dumps it into the Penn State zone to our left. Tassie trying to pull it out, but Penn State's Berger with it. His head man pass intended for Laubach, too far. And then Whitelaw to Fitzgerald. He'll scoop it right corner. Tassie gives chase. Penn State's defenseman Pulisic got there first and skates away from the Badgers forward up through the center circle. And then it looked like offside, and a whistle stops play. It was 8:49 to go in the third. The Badgers lead Penn State 3-1, going for a sweep. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Well, the Wisconsin women's hockey team beat Minnesota today 5-1 to get a series sweep in Minneapolis. Wisconsin men's basketball team lost at top-ranked Arizona. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin volleyball team has won the first two sets of its regional final against Oregon at the UW Fieldhouse. One more victory, and Kelly Sheffield's Badgers will be heading to Tampa and the NCAA Frozen Final Four next weekend.
However, they are down 24-23 in the third set.
All right. Well, Oregon's a very good squad. Swept Purdue 2 days ago in the regional semifinals at the Fieldhouse just down the street.
While we were in intermission, it was announced that William Whitelaw took a two-minute minor for hooking.
Yes, he did at 11-11, so Wisconsin again shorthanded for the fifth time tonight.
Ouch.
And for the ninth time this weekend.
I think it's called playing with fire.
Correct. And they got away with a five-minute major to Brady Cleveland in the second period. Kill that off. Penn State dumps it in. Lugris spins it around right corner to left. Jania fires it back behind the net. Lampa to Lugris. Good stick by Palatichuk. Out to the right point, Kerwin. His pass back to the corner. Intercepted by Palatichuk to center. Celia tried to scoop it ahead. He got enough of it. It bounces around. He took a man down. No penalty called. Celia, a one-man forecheck. Now eventually Penn State. Oh, bad. Or mishandled by Jania. Then he picks the pocket of Lindbark. Skates it into the Wisconsin zone. Whips it around the near side again. Kerwin out to the point and Dowd settles the puck. The right-hander flips it down to the right wing and Kerwin banks it back to the point and Dowd. Cilia lets Dowd walk in. Shot blocked, knocked down by Lotch. Loose to the left of Grandma. Used the paddle of his stick to slide it to his glove as he slides on his knees well out of his cage. Covers it up. 38 seconds left in Whitelaw's penalty. 7:26 to go here in the third. 3-1 Badgers.
Daniel Lotch, that puck had to get by him before it had any chance of scoring, and he very gingerly went to delicate areas where he dropped the air, where the puck was stopped, but goodbye, Grandma. He knew that his defenseman was not in good shape, so let's just get a stoppage in play and start all over again.
Badgers won the defensive zone faceoff. Lotch tried to clear it, went off a stick and sailed into the crowd. Looks like everybody's all right. Faceoffs tonight, Badgers have won 27 of 50. It was dead even last night. Wisconsin, one of the best, sixth best in the country in faceoff percentage, but Penn State's hung right there. Thing is, though, when the Badgers have lost the puck, they've been really good at retrieving it. Their puck possession has been very, very good this weekend, and that's a big reason why Penn State right now is 23 shots on goal below its season average. On the power play for another 20 seconds. Nittany Lions need two to tie. Out to the point, Palacic. Here's Fink, right circle. His shot. Ooh. And it's in the body of William Grandma. Or did that sail out of play? It went off a stick.
Yeah,
I thought it got through, but up into the netting it went, apparently.
Yeah, it did. And from our vantage point, it was hard to see because of the background. But Grandma is out at the top of the crease, right at the top of the paint. Made the initial save. Puck gets deflected. Let's start again. Good thing to happen to the Badgers with only 16 seconds left in this power play for Penn State.
Laubach, who committed to Mike Hastings in Minnesota State prior to last season, now a Penn State Nittany Lion. Nice setup thing. Oh, excellent. Right pad save made by Grandma on the shot by Aiden Fink. Beautiful tic-tac-toe passing, and Fink with a bullet, and Grandma an excellent stop. And the Badgers again on the penalty kill get the job done. They're 5-for-5. 3-1 Wisconsin, 6:40 left, and a long-range shot by Cervano. Stopped by Grandma, down on his knees, and a faceoff coming up in the Wisconsin zone.
Yeah, that last little fray that we had where it was the initial save, and then it was the rebound, and again, Badger defenseman doing a good job of blocking out those two forwards down low, and the topside forwards doing a good job of picking up loose change and getting rid of it.
Tyson Dick lost the faceoff. Turnaround shot out high by Paquette goes off his stick, then the glass behind the cage. Tyson Dick fends off two Nittany Lions. Nifty backhand pass to the tape of Finley's stick, and the Badgers able to break out and dump it down in. No.
Oh, Charlie, what did you just do?
Charlie was trying to flip it into the corner, but he actually knocked it off the glass inside the Penn State bench, so they'll drop the puck at neutral ice and 6:25 to play. Badger hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs.
Have to tell Charlie, you know, those kids want souvenirs. Don't be thrown into Penn State's bench. They got enough pucks over there. Put her up in the stands where it belongs.
Tyson Dick wins the faceoff. Good stick work by Quinn Finley, and the Badgers send it in. Soulier out of his nets. Round to the far side now. Lifted up to center. Brought down by Kerr. Sends it back towards the Penn State line, and the Nittany Lions have it again. Cervano. He'll sauce it up into the air to the right wing wall. Too far for Simon Mack. Brady Cleveland battling at the red line with some help. And now Lampa's got it for Penn State. Lampa's dad, Brent, played at Notre Dame back in the 1990s.
I thought you were going to say 1900s.
No, right. Oh, steal by Dick. Set up for Tassie in front. Didn't get to him. Steal by Bantle. Slot shot. And it was knocked away by the goaltender, Soulier. Tassie takes a hit. Frees the puck for Bantle. Carries it behind the cage. Tassie now wins it. Whips it around to the left point in Palatichuk. Straight away, Dexheimer. He's pressured and throws it back to the corner. Lampa then pulled it away from Tassie. Far wall now, it's Dylan Grattan, and they'll break out. And here comes Penn State, 3-on-3. Backside, open man was Kerwin, pass behind him. He then recovers and flips it behind the cage, but the Badgers get there first with 5 minutes to go in the third. 3-1 Wisconsin. Palatichuk from center ice will fire it in. All the way around to Jared Crespo. 2 years with the Green Bay Gamblers for Crespo. up at center. Oh, nice stick handling move by Boucault. Works his way to the left wing. Fitzgerald step right with him. Good skating Christian Fitzgerald. Puck out to the left point down. Forced to shoot as Lucius came running at him. Partially deflected. Badgers take it away. And now it's flipped back through center ice and Penn State's got it. 4.5 minutes left. Dowd. Cross ice pass. Intercepted by Cilia. Chopped off his stick. Penn State's got it back. Carrer goes up high on the defenseman Crespo. And the puck freed down to the Badgers' end. Wisconsin was down 1-0 a minute in tonight. A turnover. Shot went behind the net. Jimmy Dowd Jr. came in. Oh, little flip pass ahead for Lucius, who was behind the Penn State defense. Couldn't make the catch on the bounce. Dowd wrapped it around, beat Grandma. 1-0, but the Badgers finally got going. Scored a goal in each period. Oh, nice spinning move by Aiden Fink in the right circle. And Scholes couldn't stay with him and fell down. Beautiful stick handling move. Didn't result in anything for the Nittany Lions, nevertheless. For Licky now in his own zone. Lost it. Lindmark there to help him out, though. Sends it to the near corner.